Mr. Wallace listened to my general idea and said, I think you should go see Rexford Guy Cudwell. He has a brand new agency. It has no bureaus, doesn't have anything, as a matter of fact. It's brand new, and therefore you wouldn't be handicapped. I have all these old bureaus in agriculture, and it's hard for them to take on a new idea. So talk to Doug.
Tugwell was the resettlement administration.
He'd just been appointed. I think that the resettlement was established as a part of the huge $4.5 billion work relief package that had been passed by Congress. And out of that money, the President created the Resettlement Administration to be aimed at dispossessed people, farmers, and migrants. I first met the newly appointed Chief of Information Office, Public Relations Director. Name was John Franklin Carter. And Carter was a very interesting man. He had written many mystery stories under the name of J. Franklin, J-A-Y. He also had written political essays for Vanity Fair when I was Movie Creek there.
But you didn't know him then?
I never met him. He had been on the State Department relief missions after the First World War. He was a very worldly man, not in the sense of drunken or mysticism, but a professional writing man. He had at least three books, serious books, on post-First World War history published. So we got along immediately. Sure, great, let's go see Douglas. No, and from then on, till John quit, and took up a political column and writing, but no time, any place, was there anything step forward. Let's get the job done, and no interference, no suggestions, ever. It was extremely unusual for any organization, much less the government. It was an extremely unusually friendly, great companionship. What Rex said right away was, well, let's make 18 movies.
Uh-huh. And why 18?
I don't know. He just wanted. He had 18 ideas in mind. Perhaps 18 departments in resettlement, 18 topics, and I had nothing. I had not even an office. So I suggested that we start out with one of a sufficient merit to prove that it was a worthwhile idea. So he reluctantly agreed with that.